The slow reopening of the state's economy is underway, with retailers and drive-in movie theaters allowed to reopen as of today with some limitations. That comes from an executive order released this afternoon by Governor Tony Evers. And the rest of the state's businesses are likely to follow suit soonish, with Evers' stay-at-home order set to expire in a little over 2 weeks on May 26th. A legal challenge from state Republicans could end the order before that. So how will day-to-day business look different when that happens, and how can businesses protect their employees and their customers? Missy Hughes is the CEO and secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The agency is out with new safety guidelines for businesses here in the state. Secretary Hughes, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. Well, before we get into these guidelines, I know this announcement today about retailers came from another department, but can you tell us a little bit about what changes here?
Yeah, so under the original Safer at Home order, we had essential versus non-essential businesses. And although a large number of businesses remained open in the state, grocery and gas stations and building supplies and home supplies, we did have a number of solely retail stores remain closed over the course of the last 6 weeks or so. And this order in particular is a dialing of the ability of these retailers to open with five or less customers at a time. So we had allowed curbside delivery and curbside pickup, and now we're allowing those small retailers to open with five customers or less at a time.
With these new guidelines, before we get into specifics, where did you go to come up with the recommendations for this wide variety of businesses here in the state?
You know, this is really based on a risk analysis. And as we look at places where you can allow for good social distancing, you can keep track of high touch areas, you can clean after folks have been in and out. We felt that the small retail was really an opportunity to allow for some more economic activity along Main Street in all our communities, whether urban or rural. And so it was really a risk analysis.
Now, for the new guidelines that WEDC unveiled, I know a restaurant is going to be really different from an office place. But that said, are there some general guidelines that any business should be thinking about as it reopens?
Yeah, thank you. So last week, at the very end of last week, we were able to stand up on our website a series of guidelines and resources for businesses to consider as they get ready to reopen. And the real point of it is exactly what you're saying, is that every business is different. And so we were able to look at lots of different protocols and guidelines that have been issued by all sorts of different industries, whether it's the restaurant industry or the hotel and lodging industry. But it's developed by industry, and it's thought about practically from the focus of industry. And we took those and looked at them and worked with DHS, and now we've made them applicable for Wisconsin businesses. So if you're a Wisconsin cafe, you own a cafe in a small town in Wisconsin, and you're thinking about, okay, how do I get ready to reopen? Because all things being equal, you know, our trend lines are good. We're going to head towards phase one, and I'm going to be able to reopen my doors. What does my business need to look like? And what are the things that I need to consider? And that's what these guidelines are there for, to help a business understand what's the new normal for my business and how do I approach that.
Well, it seems like the key there is the mindset itself, that we won't end Safer at Home and then you just walk in and it's business the same it was at the end of February, right? That you're hoping in these guidelines that most, maybe all businesses are going to change the way they do things at least a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we need to set the expectations, right? If you're an employee who's coming back into a business, you should be able to expect that your employer has taken steps to do what we can to assure your safety. Now, you know, the challenge of COVID-19 is that it is, very spreadable and it moves invisibly. But you can expect that your business will have taken some steps to protect you. And as a consumer, you should also expect that the businesses that you're going to go shop at or eat at are thinking about your safety and thinking about, you know, how do we mitigate this risk of COVID-19? And then the employees and the consumers should be expecting behavior out of each other. So we really have to have kind of a new normal of what we expect and hold each other accountable for.
We're talking to Missy Hughes, CEO and Secretary of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The agency has new safety guidelines for businesses in the state by some general guidelines and also individual by sector. Well, Secretary Hughes, let's look at, you know, a big facility. We've seen outbreaks in meatpacking plants, for example, in Wisconsin and around the Midwest. What kind of guidelines are in this document for, you know, a facility where people are manufacturing or processing things like that? They're in close quarters, whether it's essential or non-essential businesses, they reopen. What kind of things are in these guidelines for them?
Well, I think you're raising a really good point, Rob, that I want to call out, which is just because something has been deemed essential doesn't mean that it's safe. And that's why every business, whether you've been open the whole time or whether you're just being able to reopen, needs to be assessing what's happening on the factory floor, what's happening in the offices, and making sure that we're thinking about it from that perspective about what is safe. We don't offer on our website guidelines for a meatpacking plant. Obviously, you know, those are being analyzed by the CDC and thought about, you know, very carefully from that perspective because of the close quarters. But what we've been able to do because of our great manufacturing base in Wisconsin is go and have conversations with manufacturers that have seen this come across the whole globe, right? They have operations in China, France, Italy, and so they've been providing advice to us from a manufacturing perspective about what changes and what protocols need to be happening all the way through. And it's been really encouraging to understand, you know, the simple things that you can do, like stagger shifts, or think about pain points on the floor where employees are too close to each other and be able to make adjustments.
Now, for a lot of people, as customers, our experience will be in that retail setting you were talking about earlier. Can you talk a little more about guidelines for retail stores? Again, the ones that have been considered essential and are open right now and the ones that are hoping to open their doors soon.
Yeah, so we have, as you pointed out, both general guidelines and then specific guidelines for each of these kind of types of industries. And so the general guidelines continue to be social distancing, hand washing, you know, face masks, and being thoughtful about those high touch surfaces and cleaning them often. And then when you go into a retail environment, you might be thinking about the checkout stand and thinking about putting up plexiglass for your employees and your customers. You think about the social distancing. So as you're waiting in line, you can be assured to have social distancing. And then around the store, thinking about those high touch areas, whether they are door handles or if folks are picking up and putting, you know, trying things on, how are you handling that? I've heard of some retail shops that are just going ahead and closing their fitting rooms so that they don't have to worry about, you know, the high touch in a fitting room. So there's just different ways to be thinking about this. And you know, because of the diversity of the Wisconsin economy, we're not going to be able to answer every question. But what we're really encouraging is for businesses to literally stand in your shop and look and think about, like, okay, you know, where do I need to be making adjustments here? Because every business is different. But there are these general guidelines and then really being thoughtful about your own business that can help us all get the economy rolling again and regain that momentum that we need.
As we wrap up, where can our listeners, say if they own a business, go to find all this information?
Yeah, thank you. WEDC.org. You can find it from our front page, our the homepage, or you can go to WEDC.org/reopen-guidelines.
Secretary Hughes, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Missy Hughes, head of the state's Economic Development Agency, WEDC. She was with us today to talk about the safety guidelines the Evers administration issued last week on how businesses can eventually reopen safely during the coronavirus outbreak.